Janitors and custodians at the University of Washington plan to rally in the middle of campus tomorrow. Because of budget cuts, there's now a smaller cleaning staff to cover the same enormous campus. And as KUOW's Liz Jones reports, janitors say they're being asked to do more with less.
Several janitors gather outside a classroom on the UW Seattle campus. They're waiting for a safety training to start.
What's going on?
A 59-year-old Cuban janitor named Manny says he'll be at tomorrow's rally. He says he's solely responsible for cleaning a large four-story building, and he thinks it's more than a one-man job.
Before, that building was two people. Now it's just one. It's a little hard work.
Manny worries his supervisor won't like him speaking out and asked to only use his first name. Most of the 200-plus members of the UW cleaning crew are immigrants. The union that represents them says workers are required to clean more territory than a few years ago. It wants the university to fill vacant positions and spread the workload. And they want janitors' wages brought in line with other comparable jobs on campus. Manny says he makes about $14 an hour.
I'm short for money all the time. You know, the rent is expensive, the food is expensive, everything, you know. So.
I wish the funding was there.
Gene Woodard is director of UW's custodial services. He says the wages are out of his hands. That's between the union and the university. State lawmakers slashed UW funds during the recent recession, and Woodard admits his crew is still stretched thinner than in the past, and they can't quite polish up the campus like they used to. It frustrates him.
You know, because we would like the campus to be a showplace, but we're just not at that level.
But Woodard says even though workers are now assigned larger areas to clean, the tasks are modified to fit in an 8-hour day. Our custodian Manny has another bright idea of how to keep things cleaner. Get the students to pitch in.
Oh, yeah. They bring coffee, food. They don't care. And they live in the floor. They for everywhere.
Maybe Manny could just tape up a sign that says, "Students, your mother doesn't work here." I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.